First of all, I would like to thank from my heart the organizers of this conference for the invitation and the possibility to speak here. And secondly, I would like to say it is a special honor and pleasure for me to speak, to be here in Poland and present this organization, but this is for very private reasons, but nevertheless, it is really a pleasure for me. Any preservation activity in the field of book and paper conservation is meant to forward our written and printed or drawn cultural heritage for further generations and for their development. However, the material decays, and this is due to the fact that it is used more heavily recently because people know more about the existence of this heritage. And we have definitely also a different approach than only a few years ago, where we worked more like craftsmen, and today conservation developed to a more scientific area. And we understand more the problems we face in conservation. And therefore, we know also about unanswered questions more and more pressingly, like leather conservation, parchment conservation, inks, and so on. And this, plus the background of my own experience as a conservator for many years and as a teacher, a university teacher for book and paper conservation, we wrote a draft for a European-wide research center for book and paper conservation and made an evaluation. Is this really needed or is it just a crazy idea? And we got very strong feedback from all colleagues, also leading colleagues, also heads of associations for book and paper conservators. Yes, it is really needed, but how should we pay it? And by chance, I found a group of people, you see them here on the picture, and we founded in March 2010 this European Research Center for Book and Paper Conservation. We were lucky because we have had the opportunity to get rooms in a very nice castle. They had to be used for political reasons, so we were invited to use them. This was lucky, of course. And they are in a town which has a quite strong background on book and paper. There are printing presses and paper mills since the Renaissance time in this area and town. There are bibliophile printing presses. There is a book art biennale and many other activities in this field. So they said this research center very well fits into this environment. So what did these fathers of the town, because it was a political will which was in the background, what did they ask from us conservators? The one thing is they wanted to have a conservation studio, because this is something everybody understands, also the politicians, they see young people come to the area gets more lively. So I said it's very easy, because this is something which we know how it works, it's a conservation studio. The second thing, nobody understands really what it should be, because everybody has it only in his head, is this European Research Center. And then the third thing is they also want to bring industry to the region, and we decided for a mass deacidification for the books between 1820 and 1950, you know, these acid papers. So let's see what this research center is. It has two aims. The first is research. And the second is to bring the results of the research work to the conservators, to the archivists, to the librarians in practice, because it doesn't make sense to have new knowledge and you don't apply it. This was all also again and again said that there is a gap between the finding results and applying it. So we said we must have this also this further education. So to give you a brief idea on what we did so far, in 2010, we made three research works. The first was, you see it on top left, on deleting in historic manuscripts, historic deleting methods, how to detect them. The second was leather from the Nubian age, 11th century conservation project. And then you see the inks. We did also something on ink corrosion. This was in 2010. And this year, we continue with the inks. Then I did a small contribution for a conference on digitization, but it is the ethic background. So I try to figure out what is impossible to be digitized. What do we lose in terms of information? And then we will do something on globe conservation. It's just to give you a brief idea of what we are doing. We have corporations. We are also going for this cooperation. This is only a short list with whom we are already cooperating. You see here, there is the university in Warsaw, but also other institutions worldwide. This is only some. And to start out the whole thing and to bring all our colleagues into the research center and give them a possibility to forward their wishes and make it really a European research center. We had a conference at the beginning of May with 150 approximately experts, interdisciplinary, which is also something which is very important for us, not only conservators, but also archivists, people from museums, from libraries, art historians, chemists, physicists, and so on. Because we think exactly this cooperation is what we need. They came from 40 countries, although they did not know what will be going on. And we had over 50 contributions of high quality answering the question, what do we need in terms of research in Europe to preserve our written cultural heritage? What is it we need? The results of this conference was that the center, and this is the biggest result, I think, before this conference, we had this this target group, this aim to be there for all European conservators. But now we feel that we are the European Research Center because we were given, or together, we wrote an answer to the green paper of the European Union for the FPH 8 call, and this means everybody contributed in saying their ideas of what should be funded by the European Union between 2014 and 2020. Then there were 11 topics of research easily be found, so everybody said, I have a need here, I have a need there. Then there was a strong wish to repeat this conference every 2 years. Everybody said the contributions were of high quality and everybody benefited from the possibility to talk to each other after the contributions. Everybody found Horn also a nice and quiet place, which it is because it's very small. And to add only, there are also preprints already available of all the contributions fully edited. So if anybody has the wish, you can find it on our webpage. So immediately after the conference, 1 week later, we had our first further education course because we must also find our way how to deal with this all. So this was the first conference, now the first further education course. It was on parchment assessment. We had 20 participants from 11 countries, and also there it was a big success, but this could be foreseen because we had one of the best teachers in Europe who gave this lecture. We are inviting lecturers. Here are the participants of this course, and if anybody is familiar with the world of book and paper conservation, the teacher was René Larsen from Copenhagen. Here you can only just an impression, see what we will do next. On the left side, you see that we cooperate with Net Heritage, a European-wide further education organization, which is actually also rooted in Poland. The head is Łukasz Bratacz. And then on the right side, you see a list of further education courses. We have, I think, the best of the best teachers. And we want to hand in two projects. Next year, 2012, we have more ideas like parchment making and many other ideas. You find them all on our webpage. And you can also take with you, I have the flyer for the courses of this year, and there is also written exactly what knowledge you should bring with you, and not all the courses are only for conservators. Then I said we want to hand in two projects. The first is on ethylene oxide and Protestantism. Sounds a bit funny, but the initiator is a Protestant archive in Świdnica. The second project, and I think the second is especially interesting for you, and I would be happy if I could find some partners here, is on mass digitization and mass deacidification. We say that it should accompany the material from the shelf through a moment where you recognize the material and then bring it safely back to the shelf. This is our idea. It is at the beginning, and everybody who would be interested to participate, I would be happy to know it, and I send you the outline so you can read it, and then you can say if it is interesting for you or not. The participants of our courses and everybody who is with us is using the nice rooms of the Renaissance Castle. There's also a kitchen, which is interesting for those who make a further education course. And the whole thing is embedded in the so-called City of Letters activity of Horn, which is this biennale. Here you see an opening where they present art books every 2 years, and artists come there and work. Then there are readings. They print books with children, so the local schools are involved. There are exhibitions. And we have this second institute, if you like. This is the Conservation Studios. The idea is to bring young people into this remote area, which was former very close to the, was former very close to the Iron Curtain, so it is very silent. And the idea is to bring young people there, and we have already three colleagues there. You see also an international team, and I want to bring more people there. This is a real conservation studio. Here you see my colleague cleaning the books. And here we are making analyses. We are also making analyses for colleagues if they have the need, because we are well equipped, if they have the need to know about the condition of leather, parchment, paper. Then here you see they get instructed with the new machines, a leaf caster and a suction table. This is an impression of the workshop. We have a lot of clients, but if anybody is interested to work in these studios or to give things to work there, you're very welcome, of course, too. Then we have also the possibilities to rent out space, to rent out machines for our colleagues. We will make a digitization with for fragile manuscripts with a methods where you don't touch the original. And we are also involving the young people. This is the grammar school. You see on the left side that they get a guided tour of why do we preserve cultural heritage. And on the right side, we are then cooking inks with them, Ayangal inks. Or another school, they helped preparing the conference. We have a library, and this is another thing we want to say here, that we also can exchange books, or if you have double volumes, we are really happy to get them, because, as I said, Horn is a bit remote, and there is no, this is the only disadvantage, there is no real library there. So we must build up our own, but we are getting already books. Then this I willingly wrote in German because a bit delicate, but if there is anybody who wants to get rid of some equipment we could use, it is also welcome. And finally, I want to stress the possibilities of cooperation, of course, in projects, as I said before. If anybody is interested to cooperate in this FP7, we want to hand in with the State Archive, the Austrian State Archive. I would be glad to send you the information. Then further education courses. You are not only welcome to participate as a student, but also to give further education courses as lecturers. Then if anybody is here from a university, we have the possibility to exchange students and staff via the Erasmus program. This is new that your research centers can do it, but since 2007 this is possible, and we are also doing that. Then equipment sharing. This is not only meant that we rent out equipment, but I want to set up again in this way, as you told before, very often, a very costly equipment is not used 100%, and I think when we can share the equipment, we can save resources and money throughout Europe, so I want to build up this equipment sharing. The same is true for a bibliography network on very specialized only articles on book and paper conservation. You can't find them so far in databases, you only find monographies. And I had especially exactly this experience that I found out that things are published in a language the other people can't read. And I want to build up a very short database in English dealing with these articles, but this is another thing. Then, of course, conservators can be exchanged with the studios, and any other ideas how you would like to cooperate with us are warmly welcome too. And for this, I would like to invite you to our place. You are anytime welcome to be our guests. And if you want to know how to reach us, you can find it on the internet. Thank you very much.